Oh, man, this is really living.
Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, August 27th. Yeah, 27th. First day of school for my kids. I am going to a Family Stages performance, and I'm dragging. It's in Glen Mills, PA. Three more this week, including today, and then I'm done. It's also, it's the final week of Family Stages, but it's also my final week at the print shop, part-time job that I've had for the last year and a half, almost. So, it's going to be a lot of wrapping things up. But I'm going to be really channeling my focus on the real estate and then obviously the acting pursuits, but the real estate as far as the primary income source, which I've always done that and did that for, let me think, 2.5 years. It was just real estate and then the gigs and stuff, but real estate was not growing and I just couldn't. I had to make some sacrifices and take this part-time job. So things are happening. Obviously, I have some settlements coming up in a couple weeks. And I've just been super busy, like crazy busy. I haven't been able to stay on top of things the way I wanted to. So I'm taking another leap of faith that things will continue to improve in the real estate world. And, you know, I want to give all my full attention to all of the real estate efforts as much as possible over the next year and a half and see what can come of it. So that's what I'm talking, that's what's happening today. At the end of this week, things are going to be a lot different schedule-wise, so we'll see what happens, what that means with the acting realtor. If I slow down the pace, I'm going to be getting back to blogging and writing because I'll have a little bit more office time, and we'll see if I go back to a bi-weekly schedule with the acting realtor, or you know, if the weeks end up being busy from a get up and go perspective, then I'll continue to, you know, check in with you guys every day as much as I can. So that's all. Just wanted to give you guys that update, and I will talk to you soon. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, August 28th, it's 8:45 a.m., and I'm heading to the second-to-last Family Stages performance, and it's in Exton. Excuse me. My allergies are starting to really ramp up as we start heading towards the fall, so I should probably start taking daily allergy medication, but I always forget. After Family Stages performance, I'm sitting down to film episode 3 of Discover Spring Ford's second season. It's right in Royers Ford Borough, so it's not far from my house at all. And then this evening, I have Evita rehearsal. We are 17 days away from opening night, so if you're watching this video, by the time you watch this video, we'll be like 11 days away from opening night, so you better get your tickets if you're going to come see the show. Alright, that's all. I'll talk to you guys later. Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 29th. It's 8:58 a.m. I'm heading into the print shop, and it's my second to last day working at the print shop. So that is interesting. I still can't imagine what it's going to be like, because tomorrow is the final Family Stages performance, so within a couple days, I will suddenly have time and mental capacity that I have not had for a very long time. I was talking to my wife. I took this print shop job before we moved to Royers Ford, so I've never been able to work on Discover Spring Ford without the print shop happening. So it'll be very interesting to see how, when I actually have that time available, and, you know, trying to build my real estate business back to a level where I can really support the family and do the things that need to be done with the full attention now. Because when I took the print shop job, I was desperate. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. Now I feel like I have a structure in place, starting to build some momentum. So it should be interesting when I can double down on those efforts. But on the theater front, I got contacted by someone who was looking to cast a role in A Christmas Story, the musical. Players Club of Swarthmore. They were looking for people for the father and the narrator. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do with that. But the cool part of the reason I bring that up is one of my former co-stars recommended me to the director, which is a great feeling, because that means that they actually value the work that I do. So, on the downside, I have started to feel that itchy, scratchy feeling in my throat. I've been sneezing a lot, so not looking forward to that developing into something, as it always does. But, yeah, so I'm not sure if I'm going to submit for this other show, but the timing, it overlaps a little bit with Evita, but it also is later than any of the other shows that are happening at this time, so I could potentially do it. It's after Hunchback, which my wife is in, so it wouldn't really cause a problem there. And I really have no idea what my next theater role is going to be. So from that aspect, it's intriguing to potentially have an opportunity available to me. So I will keep you guys posted on that. My hair's like really slicked back. It makes me look like I have a helmet, but it'll start curling up and getting crazy later on today. So anyway, this video is a lot longer than I anticipated. So I will catch up with you guys later. Feed a rehearsal tonight again, and again tomorrow night. So we're starting to heat things up. It's going to be fun. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, August 30th, and it's 8:50 a.m. I am heading to my final Family Stages performance of The Jungle Book. I am relieved that it's over, not because it was a bad experience, but because I am so busy that it'll be nice to get one thing off my plate. We have a lunch, like an end-of-the-run lunch afterwards in Conshohocken. And I got a free one-week guest pass to LA Fitness that I'm going to take advantage of as I try to lose a couple more pounds before Evita opens. Because I've been missing the boot camps because I have rehearsal. So this will be a way for me to go to the gym during the day, if possible. And I'll be doing that. And I have the lunch, and then I have a rehearsal again tonight. Woke up still sore throat, man. Brutal. And the girl who's playing Ava said the same thing. Her allergies and stuff, she woke up with a sore throat, and it's annoying. But good rehearsal last night, and I've got a lot to do. Tomorrow is technically my last day at the print shop. I have so much to do to get it, to not leave it in shambles. Trying to set up the next person to succeed. It's just a lot of work, so I'm really looking forward to the weekend and Labor Day, having a day off, trying to take a day off. I don't know if I'll be able to, but we'll see how it goes. What's up, guys? I have a nice beanie hat on because my hair was ridiculous, and this is hopefully going to tame it a little bit. I'm sitting in traffic on my way to Broadway Theater Pittman, and I'm going to be late. Which is frustrating, and it's also it just doesn't make sense to me. Traffic doesn't make sense to me most of the time, especially when there's not an accident involved. I know volume and all that stuff, but it just seems like, why don't we all get to where we're going? I don't understand why you get up to an area that's been backlogged, and then all of a sudden it just speeds up, and you're like, well, what was the holdup? Everybody just tapping their brakes for no reason. Anyway, that's my frustration, but good thing is that it never takes this long to get home. Tomorrow, I'm done Family Stages, by the way. Put that to rest. Tomorrow is my final day in the print shop. I'm already counting the hours for that to be over. just have so much pulling at my attention, as I've regularly discussed. You're probably tired of me here saying that. I'm trying to get this rental that I have leased. We have an interested tenant, and then we're just trying to get the paperwork, man. It's like selling a house. You would think we were selling it, the way the amount of back and forth and paperwork and stuff. It seems a lot more challenging than I remember rentals being. Everybody, I remember when I got into real estate, everybody was like, oh, take on some rentals, they're easy money. And I find that rentals are often even more difficult, which is funny, because you think if the person doesn't like where they're living, just go find another rental. It's not like with buying a house when you're making like long-term commitment, but people are just as picky on rentals as they are with houses that they're going to buy and get a 30-year mortgage on. Anyway, don't have rehearsal on Saturday, so get to enjoy one day for Labor Day, Labor Day weekend. So anyway, I'm just bored. That's why I started this video. Been sitting in stop and go traffic for the last hour, and I still have another 50 minutes or so according to my GPS. So that is what it is. The things we do for the passions that we pursue. What's up, guys? It's Friday, August 31st. It's 1:07 p.m., which is much later than anticipated. All morning I've been working on getting my rental listing, leases signed, copies made of keys, driving around, arranging schedule for pickup of checks and security deposits and all this, and it's taken up a huge part of my morning that I was not anticipating, but the tenants are moving in tomorrow, so it had to get done. Which has now delayed my entrance into my final day of the print shop by 5 hours. And I don't know how long I'm going to be there. I'm going to try my best to do everything that I can. They don't have somebody lined up to replace me come Tuesday when everybody's back to work. They do have somebody, I think, who is interested in taking the job, but they still have to get all their clearances and everything before they start, since it's a school involved, so there's children around and stuff like that. So I'm going to do my best to bust my butt to get things done, but I also need to... I'm sure I could probably find stuff to do and to work till midnight, but I can't do that. So that's what's going on. This weekend is Labor Day. And don't have rehearsal on Saturday like we originally thought. Do have rehearsal on Sunday night. What else is going on? There's a couple other things. I feel like I'm just continually working with various people that I'm getting in touch with. Discover Springford. I got to edit that piece. Oh man, the season starts on September 9th, and I'll finally have some time to dedicate to it. So that's exciting. And I did order some sodas for Royal Ford Community Day. Rofo Pop from Royal Farms. Got a couple cases of that, so that'll be available at my table. With the purchase of a shirt and magnet, you'll get a Rofo Pop soda to walk around the Community Day with. So that'll be cool. Anywho, I will talk to you guys later. Hey guys, it's 1:03 a.m. on Saturday, early Saturday morning, September 1st, I'm driving home from the print shop. It's been nearly 12 hours since I arrived there. It's the end of the fiscal year, officially, for the church and school. So not only did I have to do the end of the month stuff, numbers, and chargebacks, a bunch of stuff you don't understand unless you work there. It was also a year-end inventory and year-end reporting, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, I was there for about 12 hours, but I'm done. Turned my key in, my key card, just dropped it all off, and I am very, very peace with this decision. I do, you know, there's a little twinge of guilt in that I tried my best to get everything set up as easily as possible for the next person to come in. I'm sure there's something I forgot or overlooked. But man, oh man, so much work. You're probably watching this thinking, well, why did you wait till today to do everything, Jeff? You're such a procrastinator. The answer is that I've been so busy this week with a number of different things that I haven't had time to get it done. And then on Wednesday, I had the guy who was going to be replacing me was able to come in. It hadn't been decided if he was going to take the job or not, but he wanted to observe. So I was kind of training him, or pseudo-training him, and I couldn't really work on the stuff that I needed to get done, because it wasn't stuff that would have had any context or framework for him to put it in, and it would have just been a waste of his time to watch me do all this stuff. So I tried to kind of start from the beginning. It was a whole day this week where I didn't really get to do work that was necessary. For me, it was necessary for the ministry as a whole and all that stuff. But anyway, I am actually... My night is not over. I'm driving to the rental property that I had just rented as of today. They dropped off the deposit checks and the rent checks and picked up the keys, and they're moving in tomorrow. So I need to pick up the checks as soon as possible, so they're not there waiting while they move. And then I'll be home. So I'll be home around 1:30. That's why they call it Labor Day.